my God, to
me. All joyful we
claim in the sky.
Level all round increase. Oh, we vow to give you all the glory in Jesus' mighty name. We have prayed. Walk to 7 people, give them a high five, and tell them all round increase.
Oh,
a clap in the house of God. I'm speaking on the topic, you need to have a vision. Tell your neighbor, if all round increase is your desire, you need to have a vision. In Genesis 13, 14 and 15, the Bible says there, and the Lord said unto Abram, after that Lot was separated from him, come on now, lift up now thine eyes and look from the place where thou art, northward and southward and eastward and westward, for all the land which thou seest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed forever. I prophesy upon somebody here, a major blessing will enter your hand this year. There is something God showed you. There is something God told you. There is something God revealed to you. And the enemy said it will not happen. That devil is a lie. Shout, I have a vision. It was the Lord that said to Abraham, four things to consider. Number one, the definition of vision. Number two, the necessity of vision. Number three, the possibility of vision. And number four, the profitability of vision. The definition, the necessity, the possibility, and the profitability. What is vision? Number one, perception of eyesight. Making sure you don't have eyes just for furniture. Perception of eyesight. Hagar, stop crying. Open your eyes. Look around you. There is a well. So not everybody that has eyes is using it. In Genesis 21:16, she looked and she saw a well. I pray for somebody here. A blessing around you that you had not seen all this while, you will see it now in Jesus' name. You remember Abraham? About to kill his son, thinking that yesterday's instruction is still valid. God said, do that boy no harm. God didn't say, don't obey me again. Because as at that time, instruction had changed. If he had done what he was about to do, he wouldn't have been obeying God. He would have been harming somebody. Little did Abraham know that while he was building the altar and tying Isaac, a ram had been tied in the thicket. In tune with God yesterday, out of tune today. I pray for somebody here. You will not miss divine direction in Jesus' name. Our Genesis 22:13. He looked and saw a ram. And he went and loosed it. And offered the ram in place of Isaac, his son. What is vision number two? Lay your hand and I say, my eye must see. Say, I see. 32, yet you can't find a wife to marry. Yet young ladies are everywhere in church. I say, lay hand on your eyes. Say, I see. Do you all know if what? Anything from your father's house that say you won't see opportunity, you won't see job, you won't see favor, you won't see opening, you won't see progress. Holy Ghost, say, my eye must see. The reason why some people can't see because they are looking for the wrong thing. They're looking for the wrong thing. Deceived in their mind, they are looking for the wrong thing. This year, whatever God has for you, you will see it on time in Jesus' name. Number two, what is vision? Revelations from God of divine realities. 1 Corinthians 2:9 calls it things that God has prepared, which eyes have not seen. Revelations from God of what? Divine realities. Open thou my eyes. God can open your eyes. In Jeremiah 33 verse 3, call unto me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things. There are things, real things, definite things that I need to show you, which thou knowest not. Number three, what is vision? Illumination from God's word, whether spoken word or written word. Illumination, the entrance of thy word, it giveth illumination. For thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. 119 Psalm, verse 105 and verse 130. Open thou my eyes, O Lord. Why? To behold wondrous things out of. It is inside there. Here you have been reading it. Let it come out of thy law. 119 verse 18. In Jeremiah chapter 2. No, Isaiah chapter 2. Verse 1, the Bible said, the word which Isaiah saw. The word that Isaiah, the son of Amos, saw. The purpose of scripture is not just for you to hear. It is for you to see. Scripture is raw material for picture. Whatever has made you to be reading without seeing, from today, your eyes are anointed to see. Illumination from God's word. That's why Habakkuk said, I will set me upon my watch and I will wait upon my tower to hear what you know, to see what he will say. After you hear, keep waiting, you will see. Many just hear and run off. He said, I have heard, but I am still waiting till I see what he will say. The sayings of God become the sayings of men. What God says empowers men to see. Even if I stop here, I have preached. Be very careful. That thing you see, that's what God said I will give you. So you see nothing, you get nothing. You see little, you get little. You see much, you get much. You see very much, you get very much. Me, I'm not the kind that sees revelation. You will die in frustration. I'm not the kind that sees, by any means, see something. Are you hearing me? By any means, see something. By any scriptural means. Jacob entered bush and cut wood. He said, you sheep, you must see something. I will not pastor few sheep. Come here, all of you. Cut wood, designed it, put it there. You must see. If Adamah can see vision, I come against blindness in your father's house. Shout, I must see. Friends, this year, you will increase without struggle. What is vision number four? Imaginations of the mind. Imaginations of the mind. Imaginations. Your mind is not just a useless computer. Your mind can permutate Your mind can postulate. Your mind can predict and preempt. Your mind can wander until it finds a way. He said the people is one, and they have one language. And this that they imagined to do, he said, now that their mind can imagine it, nothing shall be impossible unto them. God said, whatever your mind can picture, I permit it to become your vision. Genesis 11 verse 6. If you can't see with your spirit, see through the word. You can't see through the word, see with your mind. Don't donate your mind to the devil to be showing you useless dreams. Then you wake up and you'll be asking for meaning. Create your own dream while you are awake and see it by the power of imagination. If you can imagine it, God said, I permit it to become a nation for you. Imagination. Imagination. We built the wall, and the wall was completed. Why? Because the people had the mind. They had the mind to do it. Nehemiah 6, 4 verse 6. The mind. Hear me, sir. Satan so respects the vision of your mind that if Satan can blind your mind, he doesn't bother about your eyes. 2 Corinthians 4 verse 4. Whom the God of this world has blinded the eyes, no, the minds of them that believe not. Lest the light of the glorious gospel, the eye is open, but the mind is blind. Satan is an expert in helping people maintain a blank mind. The God of this world, he knows how the thing, how things work in this world. Keeps your mind blind. Going to school but can't see anything. Living in a city with opportunities but living with a village mentality. Married to a blessed wife with potentials but his grandfather's mentality that tells him no woman should do. If you allow her to rise, she will rule you. Monkey mentality. So he remains a struggler, and the wife that mistakenly married him is caged for life, because you can't cage another person and succeed. Whatever you sow, that is what you will reap. God gave you one of his children to marry, and you turn him or her to a slave. You will reap the harvest, not slavery. No, you will reap prolonged stagnation. When I was getting married, God told me, he said, I have given you one of my daughters. He said, love her for me. I've given you one of my daughters. He said, I have been loving her. Become an extension, a continuation of that love. So I'm always mindful that the father of the one I married is watching my performance. Answer, I keep rising. I keep rising. I keep rising. It's a seed you are sowing. It's a seed. It's a seed. What did Jesus sow on the cross? Love. For God so loved. Love is a seed. Till today, Jesus is reaping. In the same way too. Maltreatment is a powerful seed. Whoever sows seed will reap abundant harvest. Not be to find wife. That is an exam you have just registered for. Not be to find husband. That's an exam. Lifelong exam you have just registered for. That is why they give you certificate at the beginning. To implicate you permanently. Meaning you can never withdraw from this school. Take the certificate. Oh, yeah, start. Either you pass or you die there. but you go nowhere. It's a life exam. Other schools hold certificate because they cannot hold you. But this school, they give you certificate, take it. But for you to escape, na lie. You go nowhere. It's a lifelong school. Some of you are reading in that school husbandology. Others, you are reading wifeology. And if you are mad, you go and find two and read two courses instead of one. Say here. Lift up and say, Father, anoint my mind. Anoint my eyes. I must see. What is vision number 5? Inspirational ideas in the heart. Inspirational ideas in the heart. Somebody say heart. Somebody say heart. Inspirational ideas in the inner man of your heart. Major things have been achieved through the inspirational ideas that entered people's heart. For example, Moses never heard the voice of God telling him you are a deliverer to the children of Israel until he was 80. But he received another kind of spiritual transmission, a divine fax from heaven, a spiritual SMS that entered his heart straight. Acts chapter 7, verse 24. And it came into his heart. Kabbalos Adash. Acts chapter what? 7, 23, please. It, when he was 40 years old, it came into his heart. It was an inspiration of the heart. He didn't hear any revelation. He didn't see any writing on the wall. That massive project of delivering Israel that God prophesied 430 years earlier, or rather 400 years earlier, or in actual accuracy, 399 years earlier. Because Moses was 40. He will return in 40 years' time. So back out 40, up to from 430, you would land at 390. So anywhere around 390 to 399 was when Moses first attempted to manifest his mandate as a deliverer on the frequency of an inspirational idea that entered his heart. And if you read verse 25, he was so sure that that was God talking to him, that the New Testament agrees that that inspiration of the heart was God. For the Bible said he supposed that his brethren would have understood how that God by his hand would deliver them. That inspiration of the heart is who? God giving you a vision. That is why you should not give your heart to useless things. Don't give your heart to trash. Don't give your heart to gambling. Naija bet, king bet, queen bet. Your heart is just pursuing a wolf. My heart is indicting a good matter. Fill your heart with good matters. Psalm 45 verse 1. Fill your heart with what kind of matters? Heavy matters. Weighty matters. Matters that are heavy concerning destiny. Amen, somebody? Do you know that when Joshua and Caleb looked at the giants and said, "We are well able," they didn't hear any voice. They didn't read any scripture. Nobody told them of what any angel said. They were just responding to an inspirational quickening in their heart. And when there's other spies said, "We were like grasshoppers in our own eyes, and so were we in their eyes." It was not the eyes of their head. It was the eyes of their heart. It was not just a careless thought. It was an agreement of their heart. That is why you speak and God says you must harvest it, because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. You can't say it's a mistake. The Bible said, say not before the angel, it was an error. Why will you allow your mouth cause your life to be destroyed? That's why the Bible said a wise person holds his words till afterward. Till when? Afterward. Till afterward. Till afterward. What is your heart doing? Engage quality matters in your heart like raw material, and your heart will process those matters into a lifelong vision. According to Joshua chapter 14, 7 and 8, he said, I and Joshua brought him word again as it was in mine heart. I am telling you that your problem is not that no angel has appeared to you. That is not your problem. Your problem is that you have not taken this matter of vision seriously. You've not taken it seriously to say, God, concretize a vision in my heart. Cast it like concrete. No matter what life does to me, let my vision remain. And beloved, it's only a matter of time. Though it tarry, wait for it. At the end of that trial, at the end of that gang up, at the end of all their gossip, at the end of all that manipulation, he said, it shall surely speak and not lie. Tell somebody by your side, you need to have a vision, oh. Tell another person, hey! You must have a vision, oh. Now say, I must have a vision. What is vision number 6? Projections of faith into the future. Projections of faith. Whatever faith can perceive, God says, I call it a vision. He said, if thou canst believe, anything you can believe, he says, I permit it to become your future. Mark 9:23. Anything. He said, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that be. He said, I empower you to realize it as a possibility. Anything. He says, concerning faith, he says, blank check. Anything you like in your future, fill it there. And we incorporate it into your destiny vision. Say a loud amen. Amen. Are you not aware that there was no prophecy anywhere concerning the tribe of Judah and kingship? You are not aware. No prophecy anywhere. No prophecy anywhere. But one brutal young man decided that rather than Israel suffer shame, let somebody risk anything possible and make sure that this nonsense stops. God said, make that boy a king. Make that boy a king. I chose him for kingship according to what? The integrity of his heart. You will later see that heart manifest. But he said, that heart is what rewrote prophecy. Even if they prophesied that you will marry, with a heart that knows how to concretize itself in the direction of faith, you can rewrite prophecy. Hezekiah did it. Me, die now. How? For why? For what? God, let's talk about this. And God said, rewrite it. 15 more years. 15 more years. Rewrite it. They had a prophecy, and prophecy say, even if I marry, I will not last long in the marriage. Come and divorce me, let me see. Come and divorce me, let me see. You can rewrite prophecy. Even genuine prophecy can fail. God said, if you don't war a good warfare, how much more nonsense prophecy? Genuine prophecy can hang. If you don't wage a good warfare, how much more somebody that ate excess eba and had a nonsense dream? And you are giving yourself headache over it. The last time anybody dreamed concerning me, I warned the person. Since then, they've not tried it. He said, listen, dream for yourself. Though if you try it ever again, I am telling you, dream it there. They dream anywhere and tell you, listen, enough is enough. The Bible is too voluminous for me to need your dream to assist God, reveal my future. And faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the raw material of the word of God. Can't you see how big the Bible is? Keep your dream, please. Say here. Say here. Lift on and say, Father, give me vision. Vision in my eyes, in my heart, from your word, in my mind, by faith. I like this number 7. What is vision? Decisions of your will, backed up by determination. Decisions of what? That is, life can say you are second born, and by decision of heart, you become first born. And God say, leave him, he has tried. Do you understand? Yes, second born. Jacob is second born, but Jacob said, listen, I want this firstborn. Decision. Backed up with determination. Decision. The father of Jacob is a man in tune with heaven. But God refused to tell him that that is Jacob. Bless that boy, he has tried. Bless the boy. I know he's not Esau, but we'll sort out that after. For now, bless him. He said, I have blessed him, and yay, he is blessed. He is blessed. Yeah, let me show you another one. Ephraim and Manasseh are born by an Egyptian, but Jacob, by decision, he said, I change your mammaric genealogy. From now on, my wife is your mother. And God said, I agree. Decision. You know your problem. Your village is not your problem. It's that you are not stubborn enough to tell your village that they didn't create you for them. So if they are looking for a specimen, a guinea pig, they should go and look for some other person. That you have made up your mind. That you are only using your village as a landing airport. That is not your place of origin. Somebody say decision. After today, you will decide to prosper. You will decide to succeed. You will decide to be great. You will decide to excel. You will decide to serve God. Shout, I have decided. Decision. I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Choose. Does God say, even though I am the one that set it, your choice can overrule my setting, or your choice can reset my setting? I set before you life and death. Let me give you expo. Choose life. Choose life and we reset everything for you now. Choose life and we reset everything for you. Who is choosing life? Who is choosing all-round increase? Our labor, speak in tongues for 5 seconds. A kalo baro tayas. I choose life. I choose favor. I choose health. I choose success. I choose greatness. Mary has chosen the good part. And whether it is man or devil or witchcraft or history or prophecy or conspiracy, what she has chosen shall not be taken from her. Luke 10:42. Bad dream is not your problem. Drag the bad dream with you and make money. Make money in the day. Dream the bad dream in the night. When you wake up the next day, continue from where you stopped. Make more money. When you come back, dream again. Next day, continue. The dream will advise itself and say, what am I doing here? Has anybody made a choice here? Stand up and shout, I have made my choice. I don't know about my neighbor, but I have made my choice. I don't know about my friend, but I have made my choice. I choose to be great. I choose to prosper. I choose to succeed. Oh yeah, lift and say, Father, by the light of your word, I have made my choice. Open your mouth now. Announce your choice. I say, 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 announce your choice. Are you waiting for somebody? Are you waiting for your friend? Are you waiting for your neighbor? I say, announce your choice. Succeed in marriage. I have made my choice. I will live long to see what God will do in my children's life. I have made my choice. Choose life, 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 choose life. Every wrong vision, negative vision, evil prophecy from any man, from any altar, from any devil, from the dream, fire, fire, I cancel, shall fire. Oh yeah, cancel it right now, cancel it right now, cancel it right now, reset it now, reset it now, cancel it now. It is a lie, it is a lie, it cannot stand, it is a lie, it cannot stand, it cannot walk. I say cancel it, I say cancel it, I say cancel it, make your choice, cancel it, make your choice, cancel it, make your choice. Wherever it came from any man, from any devil, from any demon, from any curse, from any spell, from any altar, from any agent, I cancel it. And shout fire. Hey, shout fire. Shout fire. Sit down, let me round up. How necessary is this vision matter? Necessity of vision. It is so necessary that one, God commands that you look and see. He commands that you what? There is nobody God asks, can you see? He will ask, what do you see? He will say, count what you see. He said, all that you see, never can you see. Meaning you have no right not to see. You have no right. God created you in his image. How dare you be blind? Who permitted you? I'm telling you, all the are necessary. Am I correct? He commands that you look and see. Abraham, lift up thine eyes. Look. Abraham, look now to the skies. Count.
And then, how can I see? How can you see? How can you see? Tell God that thing. Let him ask you who created you.
So I can see. So I can see, oh. I can see somehow. I can see something. Somehow I can see. Either with my heart, or with my mind, or with my eyes, or with my will, or with my faith. But by some means, I can see. He commands that you look and see. Number two, God demands to know what you see. That is how much it is necessary. Son of man, what seest thou? Number three, God warns us of the danger of not seeing. Where there is no vision, the people perish. Proverbs 29:18. No vision. No, if you like, be Samson. No vision. Yeah. Necessity. Number four, vision is so necessary that the enemy does not rest till they have your eyes. Tell your neighbor, neighbor, the enemy is after your eyes. That means it's after your vision. They made Samson sleep. They were not satisfied. They shaved off his hair. They were not satisfied. They saw that his strength has left him. They were not satisfied. He attempted to shake himself like before. They saw he failed. They were not satisfied. They bound him with chains. Still, they were not satisfied. And finally, they took out his eyes. Then they relaxed. The enemy, your eyes. Your eyes. When God gave me this point, I said, but Lord, yesterday he told me that the enemy is after your mind. And God said, your mind and your eyes are interrelated. Then I now knew that if Satan just succeeds in blinding your mind, he doesn't bother about your eyes. Because far as Satan is concerned, your mind is your eye and your eye is your mind. The enemy is after your eyes. That is why people of vision attract a lot of non-entities. Witchcraft is not trying to eat the drunkard in the family. Witchcraft wants to eat the man with the greatest vision. Mama, do you know what Samson regretted the most? Not the 20 years he was in chains. No. No. At all. Not the shaving of his hair. He said in verse 18, remember me, O Lord, and strengthen me this once, only this once, that I may be avenged of my two eyes. He pain and pass everything else. Sir, the enemy does not mind a man of God being alive as long as he has lost his vision. The enemy does not mind a husband and wife living together as long as they've lost their vision and they are just pretending before outsiders, thinking they've deceived anybody. Drive together, zoom to church. Who are you deceiving? The power of your father's house has already gotten you. 1 month, you people have not talked. Who are you fooling? Who are you fooling? You are finished though. If you don't repent here today. They got his eyes. They didn't bother. They didn't bother. Even if Samson does any harm, it's temporary harm. He has lost his eyes. Mama, Eli was still alive in the priesthood, but lost his eyes. He had no future. had no future. Lay your hands on your eyes. Lord, don't let me lose my vision. I am an edibaya. Father, I might lose money. I might lose friends. I might lose a job. I might lose a car. I might lose anything. But don't let me lose my vision. The vision that made me propose to my wife. I saw many other ladies, but it was this one that God led me to. The vision that made me write that exam and get that admission into that school. The vision that made me come to the altar and pray the sinner's prayer. Don't let me lose my vision. It doesn't matter how I pose. It doesn't matter how I pretend. It doesn't matter how I parade the place and lift up my shoulder. I don't want to die with my enemies. I don't want to die where the great man of my father's house died. I don't want to die the way the stars of my family died. Father, rescue my vision. Rescue my vision. The enemy is after your eyes. Keep wearing the ring, but he's after your eyes. Keep living in the same house, thinking you are deceiving yourself or deceiving people. He's after your eyes. That thing that makes you wake up and you don't feel like. That thing that makes you come out of a room and you know that this is not normal. The you of before. This was not what you saw. And beloved, I discovered that if you have vision, sir, your location is not a problem. Your condition is not a problem. Your situation is not a problem. If you have vision. Your location is not a problem. Your condition is not a problem. Your situation is not a problem. Even your foundation is not a problem. If you have vision. How else did Abraham escape the idolatry of his family without any deliverance minister? No deliverance minister. Power of vision. Nobody broke curses for Abraham. Nobody passed him through 10 days deliverance. It wasn't necessary. The power of vision. Moses answered the same Egyptian name till he died. His name was not changed. Now, idolatrous Egyptian mama give him that name. The name Moses is named after the river Nile. For I brought him out of the river. If it's today, they'll call him Mami Water name. He didn't change name. He had vision. Though he tarry, wait for him. Wait for him. How can you give up on your vision just like that? Now you tell me you don't feel like, you feel like coming out of the marriage. Are you mad? Did Satan sleep with you and wake up with you? Where did you lose your vision? You want to run out of school in year two. What's wrong with you? Where did you lose your vision? You say you want to resign from work. After how many years that they prayed for you? Before you got job. Now you say you want to resign. They didn't like me there. They didn't like me there. Did your poverty like you? Lay your hand on your head. Say, Father, every attack against my vision. Somebody shout, fire! Pray that prayer right now. Pray that prayer now. Pray that prayer now. Any spirit from my father's house attacking my vision, my career vision, my marital vision, my ministry vision, my destiny vision, my financial vision. Father, any altar from the water, from the river attacking my vision. Fire! No way! Shada bada bada, regede gede gede gede, labaya ya 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 ya, berata ta 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 daughter. My children, Lord, will not lose their vision. My wife, Lord, will not lose her vision. I, Lord, will not lose my vision. Ah, Shadash. Somebody say, Father, renew my vision, sharpen my vision, restore my vision, renew my vision, sharpen my vision, restore my vision. Oh yeah, pray right now, pray right now. The more I try to preach, the more I feel a spirit of prayer. I'm just ready to just do it however God wants. Somebody pray, Lord, sharpen it, restore it, renew it, my vision, the vision of my spirit, the vision of my education, the vision of my ministry, the vision of my marriage. Restore my vision, sharpen my vision, renew my vision, restore my vision, sharpen my vision, renew my vision. Open my eyes that I may see again, that I may see again. Wherever I lost my vision, wherever they attacked my vision, open my eyes. Elisha prayed for his servant and said, Lord, open his eyes that he may see. The Bible speaking in Revelation said, come to me, I will give you eye salve to anoint your eyes that you may see. Jesus laid hands on a man who was blind, and after the first time he saw men like trees, and Jesus said, I can't leave you like that. He laid hands on him a second time. Lord, give my vision a second touch. Give my vision a second touch. My business vision a second touch. Don't let fear stop me. Don't let doubt stop me. Don't let my mind be poisoned. Strengthen me for the assignment. Strengthen me for the call. Strengthen me. Deliver me from distraction. Give my vision a second touch. Somebody say, Lord, by your power, I look and I see. By your grace, I look and I see. By your word, I look and I see. By the blood, I look and I see. By the anointing, I look and I see. I am not blind. I am not blind. I cannot be blind. I see. I see. Begin to pray. Pray for yourself. By faith, I look and I see. I look and I see. As I look at my business, I see. As I look at my marriage, I see. As I look at my children, I see. As I look at the ministry, I see. By your word, by your spirit, by the anointing, I look and I see. 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 Concerning my future, concerning my career, concerning my situation, I look and I see. 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 I am not blind. I see. I see. I see. I see. Somebody lift your right hand and shout, I can see. Stand to your feet. Stand to your feet. Stand to your feet. No. I will not repeat my father's mistake. I can see. I can see where it took him to. I can see what it cost him. I can see how he ended. No. Shout, I can see. I can see what the men in my family have become. I can see how others ended up as beggars. Now that God is telling me to step out of the boat and walk on that water, I don't care how much I have. I don't care what my beginning looks like. If God said jump, let whoever will talk, let them talk. Let whoever will say I didn't start well, let them talk. If I have to start without generator, I will start. Opportunity is a gift, oh. You don't manufacture it, oh. They won't understand where you are coming from. Don't leave your future in their hands. No. You don't have enough money. Have you noticed that other people always notice what you don't have? They never notice what you have. They never notice what you have. They always notice what you don't have. No, you can't do the marriage this year. No, you can't do it this month. No, move it like 6 months, 8 months, 6 months, 8 months. That is how they did their own. Till today, they are single. That is how they did their own. Till today, they've not been able to go and collect lists or return the list they collected. Holy Ghost! Whatever stop other people's vision, stop their destiny, stop their dream, stop their prophecy, and they are looking for you. They are looking for your tomorrow. They are looking for your career. They say drop from school. You don't have school fees. They say don't do masters. What do you want it for? They say doctorate for what? Holy Ghost! Shout, I can see, I can see, I can see what my father couldn't see. I can see what my uncles did not see. I can see what my brothers never saw. I can see. Look at your name and say it is possible. Say it is possible. Say God cannot tell me to do what he knows I cannot do. I can do it. I can see. So possibility, step number one, look. Just look first. Don't analyze. Do what? Just look. Have the courage to just look first. Just look. God is with you. Look. The word of God has gone for. Just look. Don't talk. Don't say anything. Keep quiet. You see, that's where many people make mistakes. They think that the day you see is the day you are to act. No. The first stage is what? Look. Look. It's not yet time to move. It's not yet time to jump. It's not yet time to run. First step is what? Oh, look. Look. That means identify areas of potential vision, potential transformation. Look. Focus. Observe. Don't allow distraction. Don't allow any wrong voice make you violate ancient landmarks. Look first. You are in his presence. Look. You are in the place of prayer. Look. You are in the place of fasting. Look. You are on the tower now. So do what? Look. Don't run down. Don't run up. Don't run. Just look first. Just look. Step number two, look up. That means make sure you are not looking downward. Make sure you're looking upward. Look at how things can get better. Look at possible steps of improvement. Look at possible avenues into a better future. If the vision is downwards, you miss up. Receive. When you missee, receive. Even God said you can see and you didn't see well. So he told Jeremiah, what seest thou? He said, I've seen a branch of an almond tree. Good. Thou hast well seen. Because you can see and not see well. So God says to see well, look up. Look up. Lift up now thine eyes and look. Wherever your eyes, your mind, your heart, your faith was down, I command it up in the name of Jesus. Step number 3, look now. Don't wait until you have more money. Don't wait until you have more helpers. Don't wait until you have more experience. Look when? Now. Don't say I'm too young. I'm too inexperienced. Let me grow old first. When God says start reading married books, start. When God says start praying about your marital future, start. When God says start praying about ministry, start. Whether you be full-time, half-time, part-time, quarter-time, it doesn't matter. Just start. Look now. Don't be afraid of what the future might bring until you refuse to even look. Look when? Now. Don't wait until conditions improve. Have the audacity to begin to look for sources of wealth even when you are as broke itself. Look now. Look now. Look when? Step number 1 is what? Look. Step number 2, look up. Step number 3, look now. Step number 4, look away. Any nonsense that wants to kill your inspiration, look away. Anything that wants to kill your faith, look away. Anything that wants to quench your zeal, look away. Anything that wants to stop you before you even start, look away. Every advisor that wants to derail you from being useful, look away. Do what?
Look away.
Look away. Look from. From. Look from. Look away from some things. Look away from anything that is contrary to scriptural counsel. Look away. And step number last. Look on. Look what? Because God will show it to you gradually. Progressively. Instrumentally, he will show it to you occasionally. So keep on looking. I know the money has not come, but keep on looking. I know your friends are laughing at you, but keep on looking. I know they say, who sent you to go into the ministry, but keep on looking. I know right now you can't dress the way they are dressing, but keep on looking. I know that right now you can't live where they think you should live, but keep on looking. I know right now they call you a fool and you cannot stand in the midst of your family, members, and relations, but keep on looking. I know they say that you have wasted your years in school and your education, but keep on looking. I know they say, look at you, you have allowed a man of God to make a fool of you, but keep on. For the vision is for an appointed time. Though it tarry, wait for it. For at the end it shall speak and I not lie. All the days of my appointed time. Will I wait? Somebody tell your neighbor, I'm still waiting. I have things in my mind, but I'm still waiting. I know what he told me, but I'm still waiting. I know what other young ladies are doing, but I refuse to be a fool. I'm still waiting. I know they say if they had my kind of beauty, they would do things. The devil is a liar. I will not waste my beauty serving the devil. I am still. Stand to your feet, let's pray. Tell your neighbor, neighbor, look. Look. Tell another person, neighbor, neighbor. Look up. Look. Tell another person, neighbor, neighbor. Look now. Look. Tell some other person, neighbor, neighbor. Look away. Look away. Now tap somebody continually. Tap, 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 tap. And tell him, keep on looking. Keep on looking. Keep on looking. Don't stop looking. God is still talking. Don't stop looking. God is still showing. Don't stop looking. God is still explaining. Shout yes! Lift your hands and give him the praise. Lift your hands and give him the glory. Lift your hands and give him the worship. Lift your hands and exalt his name. Go ahead and magnify Jesus. Go ahead and glorify Jesus. Go ahead and honor Jesus. Shalalabadabadabah. Go ahead and worship Jesus. Worship Jesus. You carry me when some carry their God. You feed me, Lord, when some feed their God. Come on now. You fight for me. No, 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 no. Hey. Na 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 na. Hey, yeah. Yeah. Raise your hands, sing it again. You carry me. For me,
you fought for me. Where's the fight for your God?
Jesus,
you know that you speak to me.
Looking 2020, I can never go down. I will not go down. I refuse to go down. I look up and I keep on looking. Open your mouth and pray right now. pray for your 2020. Pray for your 2020. You didn't escort anybody here. God has a plan for your life. God has a purpose for your life. God has a plan for your life. There is a prophecy on your head. There is a word from God for you. Open your mouth and pray now. I look up. I look up. I look up. I will not go down. I will not go down. I will not go down. I keep on looking. I keep on looking with the eyes of faith in the word of God. I keep on looking with the eyes of the spirit. I keep on looking with the eyes of vision. I keep on looking by faith. I keep on looking. I will not go down. 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 I keep on looking. I keep on looking. I keep on looking. I look up and I keep on looking. In the name of Jesus, in 2020, I refuse to go down. In 2020, I will not go down. In 2020, I will not go down. In 2020, I will not go down. I look up and I keep on looking. You have 1 more minute. Pray. Pray for your 2020. Pray for your 2020. Pray for your dream. Pray for your plans. Pray for your goals. Pray for the things you have said. Pray for the things you have believed. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Shakalabadabadas. Mayayayayayaya. Rakalabadabadas. This year is your year. Pray. Everybody wave your hands. Wave your hands. Wave your hands. It's not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth. Listen, I have seen people fast 100 times more than me. But error of light. Error of what? Error of light. I mean, the Pharisees so fasted that they boasted. Error of light. Be very careful. Be very careful. If there's anything that can deceive a man, it is his heart. Be very careful. His heart. His heart. His heart. Lift your hands. Now, receive help for 2020. I prophesy again now. Receive help for 2020. I speak by the word of the Lord. Now, receive help for 2020. You will not be disappointed. Your future, wherever the way was crooked, my God and your God makes it straight for you right now. Where you missed it the other time, you will get it right this time. In the name of Jesus.
vision. By vision. Enjoy restoration and recovery of all losses. Say that amen. By the power of vision. Enjoy promotion above every stagnation. This is for somebody here. By the power of vision, enjoy possession of your destiny allocations. Say amen. By vision, enjoy multiplication and increase. And lastly, by vision, enjoy progress in the right direction. Shout amen. Shout amen. Shout, I receive. Faithful God, wave your hands once more and celebrate him. Faithful God. Faithful God. Somebody say, I can see. Don't doubt what your heart has seen. Don't doubt it. God is not playing with you. Don't say, hey, where will I even get the money from? Satan is not after your money. He's after your mind. He's after your eyes. Come on, be smarter than the devil. If you can celebrate the vision, you will soon enjoy the provision. Father, we love you. Father, we give you praise. We give you glory. We give you worship. Jesus, now my best friend. I like to walk with him. Come on.
Oh, I like to walk with him. Jesus, now my best friend. I like to walk with him.
Wait, I can imagine the faces of your mockers when your wedding card enters their hand. You see, the problem with many people, say in the name of Jesus, this year I will celebrate. Let's go.
Jesus, now my best friend. I like to walk up with you.
You have only 3 minutes.
No better to play me while you're. I like to walk up with you.
You
Testimony. Now lift your hands and thank God for your own 2020 in advance. Visions are coming to pass. Dreams are being fulfilled. Expectations are becoming manifestation. Go ahead and give him thanks. 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 In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Now, if you're in this service and you know that there's a vacuum in your heart because Jesus is not the Lord and Savior of your life, please don't carry that emptiness into your future. Open that heart. Let Jesus come in. Place your right hand on your chest and pray this prayer with me right now. You used to be born again, but you backslid. Pray this prayer with me now. You're not sure of your salvation. Pray this prayer with me now. Place your right hand on your chest. Say after me, Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Thank you for dying on the cross for me. I believe in you as my Lord and my Savior. By faith, I receive the death you died for me. And I receive my sins forgiven. Satan, pack your load and go. I confess with my mouth, Jesus is my Lord and my Savior. Eternal life is in my spirit right now. I am born again in Jesus' name. And everybody say amen. Now that hand that you place on your chest, lift it above your head. Let me pray a prayer of favor to cover you now. That right hand up in the air. Don't be afraid and don't be ashamed. God bless you there. Lift it very well. Lift it very well. Lift it very well. God bless you. Lift it very well. God bless you back there. Lift it very well. God bless you. God bless you there, sir. Father, in the name of Jesus, I cover these ones with your mercy, with your grace, with your glory, with your favor. Satan, we serve you, quit notice, pack your load and go. Receive a new heart and a new spirit. Welcome to the family of God. In Jesus' name, and everybody says, amen. Say aloud, amen. Amen. Quickly, fill that form you have been given. Fill that form you have been given.
Glory, hallelujah. We are so glad that God's word from the mouth of God's servant has blessed you with wisdom, grace, and faith for a better life. We urge you to get more of God's words today, because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. To get more messages from God's servant, please visit the Full Life Bible House on Sekagadwak Avenue, Uyo, Akwa Ibom State, Nigeria, or any branch of Full Life Christian Center nationwide. You can also place your orders online as you visit our website, www.fulllifefoundation.org. God bless you.